All right, so we wanted to just finish up a little here on Hayama Bays. Really going back to the original question. So you have the Machlokas of Yosef and Abaye regarding the Beitza after the Tekonos of Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rav Yosef said, even after the Tekonos of Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Beitza is still a surah, right? That was from Hayam and Alf. Why? Because it was a davish of minyan, and it needs a minyan acher latiro. And then the Gemara went into that whole issue, and it finally comes back to finish up Rav Yosef, statement, his argument, which is on Hayam Abayz, that he says, "V'chi tam a beitza nami imnu at lo Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai v'shar yua ki imnu aedus a beitza lo imnu." So that's really the conclusion of Yosef's statement. He didn't even finish his statement, really, right? Because he didn't have a full argument yet. So you gotta read this all in a big parentheses, this whole side discussion. But that's his full argument. He says, even after the Takan of Yochanan Zakkai, the Beitz is a surah. Why? Because everything that's a davish of a minyan needs another minyan to be matirit. And do you think that Yochanan Zakkai, do you think they were nimnu on the Beitza? No, they were nimnu on the Eidus. But they left the Beitza alone. Okay. To which Abaye says, what are you talking about? Do you think they ever had a minyan on the Beitza in the first place? That they should need a minyan on the Beitza at the end? The only minyan they had was on the Eidus. And once the Eidus is mutter, the Beitza is... Once they accept the Eidus, the Beitza is mutter. When they refused the Edom, the Beitza became Asur. And when they accepted the Edom, the Beitza became mutter. There's no separate entity of Beitza to be for as a davish of minyan. The Beitza is a consequence of the minyan on the Edus. And that they undid. Yeah, so the Rashba mentions that Abaye's question is so powerful, what was Rav Yosef even thinking? Right? It's so obvious and powerful. What was Rav Yosef's idea here? So the Rashba says very nicely that Rav Yosef wasn't really talking about the Beitza. What he meant to say was this, just factually, we'll just state it factually, that when Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai had the takana to accept the Edom, so what was the effect of that takana? That if Edom would come in a mincha ulamayla, they would make that day kodesh, and the next day would be chol. Right. Whereas in the previous generations, even if the Edom came in a mincha ulamayla, they would refuse them and have both days of kedusha, which would be kedusha achas. But from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai on, if the Edom came after Mincha, they would accept them and make that day Kodesh and the next day Chol. And that's, Rav Yosef agrees. At this point, everybody seems to agree to that. But what's Rav Yosef's argument? He says, he holds like this, that if the Edom don't come, though, at all on the first day, so then Mamela, they're going to have to keep 2 days. Right? Because they're waiting all day for the Edom to come. So they're going to have to finish that day Bikidusha because there's still Edom might come at the last minute. And then the next day they're going to have to do Bikidusha because the Edom will come that day. So it comes out Lemaisa that they're keeping 2 days of Kodesh. So he held Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai had a minyan on, they never were oker. This, the entity of the 2 days of the Yom Richta of a 2 day Rosh Hashanah. In other words, put it this way: when they had the original takana of not accepting Edom, so then whether Edom came after Mincha or whether Edom didn't come at all, they would keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as one as Yom Richta.
as Kiddush Achas. And Rav Yossi's argument is that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai just changed one of those possibilities. He just changed the fact that if the Edim come after Mincha, we'll accept them. But it left in place the reality of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah when Edim don't come at all. And the nafka mina is beitza. Now there was a nafka mina between whether you consider those 2 days as just each day of Safek, or at least the first day was just the day of was the day of Safek, and the second day was the actual day. Whether you consider it like Abaye, like Rav Yosef, the nafka mina is the beitza, because according to Abaye, even though they had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but it was never a 2 day of Yom Richtos, so therefore the Beitza would be Muteras. Whereas according to Rav Yosef, the Beitza would be Asura in that eventuality, because it would really be the original Takana of the 2 day Rosh Hashanah. So that's why when the Gemara says, when Rav Yosef says they didn't make the, they weren't Nimnu on the Beitza, he doesn't mean literally the Beitza. Because that's obvious. Nobody holds that they make a takana on every single particular of Yom Richta. But what he means to say is the nafka mina case, that they didn't make a, they weren't lo nimnu on the case where the Edim don't come at all. Okay. That's just factually, and the Abaye held they don't need to. That was what Abaye's retort was. His response was they didn't need to. All they needed to do was undo the original takana of accepting the Edom, and Memela, if they have the eventuality of keeping 2 days back to back, Midin Safek, it would just have the character of Safek. It wouldn't have the character of Yom Richta. So the question was, how do you define this machlokas? Right? The same old question. How do you define smachlokas? Okay. So what we did was, we said that this is similar to the question from before that we never fully defined. Halon v'halahu. Okay. What was that case? That was Rabbah. That Rabbah held that after the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so in Yerushalayim, he disagreed with Rabbi Yosef. In Yerushalayim, the Beitza would be Muteras. Because even if it was a 2 days, it would only be Alpi Safek. Right? It would only be Alpi Safek. But in Chutz La'aretz, then the Beitza would be Asur. Why? So Rashi and the Rishonim, Olam Forshim explain that it's because in Chutz La'aretz they keep 2 days anyway, every year, right? So there's nothing that is changing for them. Now, as in Yerushalayim, they would keep 2 days if the Edom came in Mincha L'mayla, and now since Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they stopped doing that. So that's a real break of the Niyug. They're obviously not being nohig alpi takana harishana of not accepting the Edom, right? Because takana harishana would dictate that if the Edom came in a mincha l'mayla, they should keep Rosh Hashanah. But Rabbi Yochanan, for the next day too, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted to go back, since there was no problem with the shir, to go back and accept the Edom all day long. So there was an obvious break of the nihug after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right? The niyug that existed up to that point was broken. But in Chutz La'aretz, there was no change in the niyug. Don't ask me about the egg being changed. There was no change in the niyug itself. That's what Rashi says. In other words, just to clarify, originally, I know it's very confusing, but originally, they kept 2 days in Rosh Hashanah and Chutz La'aretz, but they kept each day as a Safek, right? Because in Yerushalayim, each day was a Safek. So originally, the Beitza and all the Bezeh was Muteras Bezeh everywhere, right? Whether it's in Yerushalayim, whether it's in Chutz La'aretz. Because Chutz La'aretz would be just like
a regular Sveika Diyom of Yom Tov. Then they stopped accepting the Edim in a Mincha Lamailo, and they said, what? Even though we're refusing the Edim, this is very important, even though we're refusing the Edim, therefore we know what? Since we're turning away the Edim, what do we know?
Tomorrow
is Rosh Hashanah, and today is not. Nonetheless, they instituted to finish the day B'Kedusha. Right? Yeah, you have to understand. It wasn't just they made a takana not to take the Edim. They made a takana not take the Edim, and to keep the day as Kodesh. So that, Rashi explains, is a Kedusha Achas, because they know the Vaday. There's no Suffolk anymore. Once the Mincha comes, and the Edom haven't shown up, then they know Vaday today is not Yom Tov, and tomorrow is. And yet, the Takan is to be Gomer the day of Kedusha. So you can't call that a Niyog of Suffolk anymore. That's just a separate institution of Kedusha. Right? And in Erevin, Mamad Ches, Lamad Tes, I don't remember right now, Lamad Tes, the Machlokas Tanayim, whether that was a real Kedusha, or whether it was just Kedusha Lizalzlu, but we hold, like Rabbi Yossi, that it was a real Kedusha. So it comes out that from before, from the time of the Kilkul Bashir, what did they do? They made a takana that if the Edim don't come in a Mincha, or from Mincha time, if they don't come before Mincha, then there's a Kedusha Rosh Hashanah mitakana. Then there's a takana of finishing the day that you had to start B'Kedusha to finish the B'Kedusha. And tomorrow will be Rosh Hashanah Vaday, right? But that's a institution of Yom HaRichta, because it's 2 days of Kedusha, 2 days of identical Kedusha, right? It's not like a Suffolk in Chutz L'Arts. It's not like a Yom Tov. It's not like Pesach or Sukkot in Chutz L'Arts, where we know there's only 1 day of Kedusha and we just don't know which one it is. Here we know tomorrow is Kodesh and we're saying Gomer, you should finish it today. So that means a positive new creation of Kedusha Midrabban. Okay, so that's the way it was from Mishan Skakulu Hashir, Halavi and Bashir, right? Now in Chutz L'Arts, so what would they have to do? In Chutz L'Arts, they would keep 2 days every year, even before the Kilkul Bashir. Because they still never knew if the Edom came on the first day or the second day. They were too far away, right? But the only thing is, before the Edom were Niskankalu, before the Levium were Niskankalu Bashir, in Chutz L'Arts they also treated it like a Suffolk, right? And Beitza Bezeh would be Muteris Bezeh. All the Bezeh would be Muteris Bezeh. But once they said not to accept the Edom in Mincha Lamaila, they can no longer say that either today is Kodesh or tomorrow is Kodesh. Because it could be they're both Kodesh. Could be that in Yerushalayim the Edom didn't come until after Mincha time. And then, even in Yerushalayim, it could be there were 2 days of Kedusha. So the people in Chutz La'aretz, which really means outside of the area of Yerushalayim, the people outside of that area were forced from then on, from Mishan Iskakulu, Halavi, and Bashir, they were forced to treat the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah like Yom HaRichta, because that was a possibility. They weren't really sure what happened in Yerushalayim. So for them, they had to adopt the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as Yom HaRichta, right? Now, this is the big chiddush now. Now, what the Gemara says is, even when they went back to accepting the Edom in a Mincha Lamaila, post Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and on, the people in the Chutz La'aretz still kept Yom Rosh Hashanah as Yom Richta. Now you can't say that in Yerushalayim it was going to be 2 days, it could have been 2 days, right? Because now in Yerushalayim they accepted Edom all the way up to the end of the day, so you didn't have that case anymore. So that's what Rashi explains. He says, "Avol didan b'nei gola asura sherei adayin anu osin shnei yamim." We were still doing 2 days in Yerushalayim. They only do 1 day sometimes, but we always do 2 days, right? Ve'odenu kibatechila, and we're still like the original way. Mipnei osa takana rishona, we're still operating like the first takana of Mishnas Kalkulu, Halavi, and Bashir. Lo mipnei safek. We're not just keeping 2 days mipnei safek. Hilka chovolo posku meyetzlenu mishehischalnu. So since that nihug never stopped, in other words, there never was a case now that said, don't keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Right? From the original takana, we had to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as a certain way. And we never stopped keeping 2 days. Ein lahakel v'lomar, ein minageinu zeh mipnei takana rishona. We can't just be makel and say we're not really doing it from the way we've been always doing it. It looks like we're doing the same, but we're really doing something different. There's nothing perceptible. There's no perceptible change in the way they acted. They kept 2 days from takana. They kept 2 days now. We can't say that. Dekevan lo poska osa takana meitzlenu shana achas lasos yom echad. Since we never were able to break that takana and keep 1 day like they are able to do in Yerushalayim, adayin beisurenu harishona amadnu lios kiyom aruch. Leos kiyomar, chadainu biyisur arishon vodenu kiyomar, whatever it is. Yeah, but the question is though, it still is difficult. I mean, they always kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah, even before the takana, right? That was midin safek. So now, because of the takana, there's just a practical problem. Maybe in Yerushalayim it's one long day. Maybe it's not. We don't really know. So we have to be machmir. All we're doing is really being machmir. So now, because of a chashash, but once that chashash falls away, why do we have to now undo the 2 days completely? Why can't we just say, no, we're not knowing anymore with this, we're not choshish anymore for the suffix of Yom Rechlin Yerushalayim? And what does he mean, what does Rashi mean, that we're still going from the original takana? The original takana had nothing to do with us. The original takana was just an idea in Yerushalayim about whether they accept Edom or not. It had practical ramifications that we had to be wary of. But why does he say we're still nohag the original takana? Right? So that's what we wanted to say. That you see from here, it seems a reasonable inference from this Gemara is that is something interesting about the nature of takanas based in. That we don't say the takana of based in is an abstract idea. In other words, don't accept Adam, right? That will refuse Adam. That's not the extent. That's not the limit of the Maisa Basin. The Maisa Basin is not just a pronouncement about one thing in isolation, that we're going to change the din. It used to be we accepted Adam in Mechula Maila, and now we don't. It would seem from this Gemara that all of the ramifications of that Maisa Basin are part of the takana itself. In other words, I should express it a little more clearly. They didn't just say don't accept Edom. They said don't accept Edom, and what? And when the Edom don't come until Mincha, then the first day will be Kaddish and the second day will be Kaddish. Right? They did institute an idea of Kedusha Achas. Right? Kedusha Achas came about through the takanas of the Rabbanan. Kedusha Achas didn't just emerge naturally from refusing the Edom. Because they could have refused the Edom and ended the day Bechol. Right? That was an option, but they didn't want to do that, so they had to institute 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. But the point is like this. The Maisa based in really is in the realm of Maisa Adam. It's really in the realm of the Niyug of the Am. They're in control of forming the Niyug of the Am or guiding the Niyug of the Am. Even when they're making a takana, it still has with it a din of Asiya. And it's going to be the takana itself is toface every necessary nihug that stems from it.
We don't say that they said Yom Arichta, and Memela B'nei Gola had to just be careful of it. Like a response. That wasn't, if the B'nei Gola have to be Noheg differently because of this Takana, then the Takana itself is instituting that Niyog. You understand? All the necessary changes of the Niyog of the Am from the Takana are considered to be Nitfas in the Maisa of the Basin itself. Basin doesn't do things and then just has consequences. There any new halachic phenomenon, any new halachic reality that comes from what they do is part of their takana itself. So therefore, it comes out like this. From the time of Mishnas Kalkulu Halavi and Bashir, and they instituted not to accept Edom and to be Gomer, the Yom B'Kiddusha, part of that takana is a nihug of everybody who's out of the jurisdiction of the Beis Din, that they must now be noheg by force. They're noheg because of this takana 2 days Rosh Hashanah. They have no choice. That is part of this takana itself. That has its own existence. Right? You don't say that the takana is like an upside down pyramid. You know, they just said don't take the Edom and finish the day, and then everything else is just built up on that. And if you could just yank out that one thing, everything falls. It's not like that. Everything is equally, every change that must come because of this Maisa Beis Din is laterally equal. They're all one. They're all on the same plane. They're all part of Maisa, of the same Maisa Beis Din. Now that's Rav Yosef's. Now we have a din though, that when there's a Maisa Beis Din, in order to be undone, it has to be broken by a later Beis Din, has to undo it. You understand? So that's what the Gemara is saying. That since when they instituted Mishnas Kalkulu Halavi and Bashir, part of the Maisa Beis Din was a tikkun of how was the niyog of the B'nai Gola, and when Rav Yochanan came and on. When Rabbi Yochanan came and he said, now we're going to accept them, that didn't have any perceptible change in the niyog of the B'nai Gola. See, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's not reversible. Things are not equally reversible. Once they made the original takana, now there's a real separate existence of the B'nai Gola. If you want to undo that, you'd have to make a separate... You'd have to be Nimnu V'Gomru on that separate, on that individual entity itself. But they didn't. The only perceptible change of the Takana was in Yerushalayim. So that they had to, so that was undone. But everything out of Yerushalayim should remain the same. Right? And in the same way, that's the Machlokas Rav Yosef and Abaye. According to Abaye, once in Yerushalayim, once there was one change that was perceptible, that there's only one unified niyog of Shnei Yamim, of Yom Richter in Yerushalayim. So once there's one time where you break the way we were knowing in terms of Kedusha Achas, then there is no other niyog of Kedusha Achas to talk about. But apparently Rav Yosef held, you can have, even within the idea of Kedusha Achas in Yerushalayim, it could be divided into two formats. One where the Edom are refused, and one where the Edom never come. And he held each one would have to have its own, each one has its own identity of Nihug. And that's what he means. He was okay the first one, but he never touched the second one. Okay, think it over.